are working your way back to your seats, I invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time. Invite the kids to come forward.
Kids! Oh, kids! Oh, that was fast. Wow. Moving quickly. Awesome. Everybody's got lots of energy today. This is awesome. Good morning. How is everybody? Good? Good. Well, today we're going to talk about seeing with our eyes. What do we see with our eyes? Sometimes we don't see anything, okay? Do we see books? Yeah, what do we do with books?
Read them.
Right, we read them. What do we do? What else do we do with our eyes? What do your parents do with their eyes? You want to say what you said? They drive, right? Anything else we do with our eyes? When we talk to people, we look at people. What else? Yeah, we see with our eyes. Yeah, so sometimes we might see something on the ground that might, like, a tack or a Lego that somebody might step on, and what can we do to help?
Pick it up.
Thank you. I'm not good with the microphone here. So, yeah, we could pick something up before someone steps on it. Or have you ever noticed with your eyes, like if somebody leaves a refrigerator open in the kitchen, what would you do?
Close it.
Yeah, close it. We don't waste that energy, right? And little things like that. When you see, I have a good one. We're using our eyes at my house right now to see puddles on the ground that my dog left there, because he's getting to that age where we're noticing more puddles. So I'm thankful for my eyes. Well, sometimes we want to make sure that we really look around and have helping eyes. And sometimes when we do those nice things where we pick up a sharp tack off the floor or clean up a puddle that your dog left, or close the refrigerator door that someone left open, that's almost like seeing with your heart. You're being a helper. So you're not only seeing with your eyes, you're seeing with your heart. And so today, Pastor JJ is going to talk about somebody who lost their vision. Saul lost his vision and then regained it through God's Holy Spirit and the help of a man named Ananias, who you guys might have learned about in Vacation Bible School last year. But anyway, so we want to open our not only our eyeballs and see things, but we want to use our heart to be helping people and help with things that we see need help. Okay, so let's bow our heads and say a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for our eyes, not only to see objects, but to see how we can help. We love you, Lord. Amen. All right, let's go to children's church.